This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
The coronavirus has separated us. People are isolated at home. Others are in danger at their work. But the pandemic also connects us and makes us wonder, what are people experiencing? So WBEZ is gathering personal dispatches from folks who are alone together.
My name is Lucy Keating. This is my life interrupted story. In the room where I'm doing this is an ancient Singer sewing machine. This machine belonged to my grandmother. I think I first started sewing when I was about 10 years of age. So this is actually the machine that I learned how to sew on. It started with doll clothes, Barbie clothes, that sort of thing. It was not electric. And then at some point, the fun thing about this old sewing machine is it still works. I don't use it, but it could, in a pinch, actually work. I've made all sorts of things over the years. I made a lot of Halloween costumes. My daughter, Claire, one year for Halloween, wanted to be Rapunzel, but Rapunzel in the tower. So whipped that up. So it's always been kind of a fun creative outlet for me. When all of this pandemic stuff started to happen, I think all of us felt a high sense of helplessness to a degree. So when a friend of mine from my knitting group told me about a woman that she knew who was organizing people making masks, I thought, this is a real way that I could contribute to the greater good. I have used fabric that goes back to baby clothes that I made my children. I have made a mask out of a blue daisy pattern that I use for a bridal shower for my daughter. It's just kind of fun to revisit some of these fabrics that I have not used or seen for years. It's a way of freeing up the masks that they're using in hospitals for medical professionals and providing cloth masks to people that might be afraid or in danger of being infected. I feel that it's just good for the soul. When I look at this sewing machine, especially in these difficult days, I think of what this sewing machine, you know, what it's kind of lived through. It was there during World War I. It was there during the flu of 1918. It was there during the Depression. Without learning how to sew on that old machine, I wouldn't be able to use my current machine to make these masks. So it all sort of goes around.
That was Lucy Keating for our series Life Interrupted. The story was produced by Isabel Carter and Joe Dassault. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WBEZ.